Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to welcome you back to Sunday School for Teachers. This is our weekly space where Christian educators, whether you teach in a public school or private one, can slow down, breathe, and reconnect our teacher hearts with the one who designed this calling in the first place, y'all. These Sunday reflections are where I share openly about how my faith shapes the way I teach, how it steadies me, humbles me, and reminds me that the classroom is holy ground. And just like always, I'm not a preacher. I'm a teacher who's as flawed and messy as they come, just trying to let God work through me. Because faith isn't something you only talk about. It's something you live out daily, right there with your students. All right, before we dig in, I want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for this week. First thing that I'm thankful for, a warm 60-degree day in late November. Perfect weather to get Christmas lights up. Though there's something that I don't love about putting up Christmas lights in cold weather where my fingers are numb. And so when I can get a 60-degree day where I can put Christmas lights up, oh, it's just so wonderful. And I had my youngest son actually was helping me too. And it was just wonderful. We had perfect weather for late November where we weren't freezing. Our fingers weren't numb. It just worked out great. Next thing that I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for my youngest helping me hang lights. So it wasn't just being thankful for the warm weather. Thankful that my youngest helped me hang lights up too, Gavin. Especially the Christmas balls up in the trees. I really appreciated his work. It made the work go so much smoother with him out there helping me. And I'm just so grateful that he was willing to come out and help me. And it was just a very nice time together to work together on that. And third thing that I'm thankful for, the way lights look when they're finally done. Wow. I love it. I just, there's something so magical about the glow that brings out joy and peace when you have Christmas lights up on display. I just think it's great. So my three things I'm thankful for were all around the Christmas lights. First thing, having the nice weather to get them up. Second thing, my son being out there with me. And third thing is just when they're done and being able to, the magic and the joy that seeing the Christmas lights up, just something about it. All right, let's dive into today's scripture, y'all. So we're going to be looking at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. This is what it is. It's train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So that's Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. The book of Proverbs is filled with wisdom for everyday life. And Proverbs 22, 6 is one of those verses that lands squarely on the heart of every educator and every parent. Train up a child in the way he should go. This isn't just about teaching skills. Not at all. It's about shaping hearts. It's about building character, and guiding young people towards a path of truth and purpose. Now, what I could find is that the old Hebrew, or the original Hebrew phrase here, it carries the idea of dedicating, initiating, and setting into motion. It's like pointing an arrow in a direction and giving it a steady, intentional launch, y'all. Think about that. And the way he should go, it doesn't just mean one rigid path. It also reflects a child's unique bent, wiring, strengths, and God-given design. In other words, know them, see them, understand them, and then guide them in a way that fits how God made them. See, this verse recognizes that teaching it's not instant. It's not at all. And guidance isn't immediate. Training takes time. It's slow work. It's heart work. It's legacy work, y'all. And God reminds us that when we put time, love, wisdom, and consistency into shaping a child, those seeds don't disappear, y'all. They don't. They stick, they grow, and they come back in a surprising way. Sometimes in many surprising ways. And so as teachers, y'all, reflecting on this, as teachers, we rarely get to see the full story of a child's life. We see a moment, maybe 1 year, maybe two, but we pour into them as if the future depends on it, don't we? And this verse reminds us, it matters. Every moment of correction done with love, every encouraging word, every time you speak life into a discouraged student, every lesson in responsibility, empathy, perseverance, every moment you model patience or forgiveness, all of it is training. All of it is planting those seeds. All of it is part of the way they should go. And maybe the greatest encouragement for teachers is this: God sees the long story, even when we don't. Nothing you pour into a child is wasted. Even the days when you wonder if you're making a difference, you are. Even when they push back or they shut down, the seeds are being planted, y'all. They are. Even when progress is slow, when it feels tedious, God is working. Casting vision, setting direction, helping shape character. That's the ministry hidden inside teaching, y'all. So let's just look at a few ways to train up a child in your classroom this week. Let's look at some practical classroom connections, y'all. First, speak to the potential, not just their behavior. I'll tell them what you see in them. Model the fruit of the Spirit, y'all. See, students learn more from how you act than what you say. And give consistent boundaries. Kids feel safest when the expectations don't shift, y'all. The consistent boundaries matter. Call out strengths. Notice students and their gifts and name them aloud. And remember the long arc. Progress doesn't have to be instant. It has to be faithful, though. So those are some things to think about as you move forward with practical classroom connections this week and the work that you're doing, y'all. See, teaching is slow growth work, like planting seeds in soil you may never get to see bloom. But God sees it. God blesses it, y'all, and God uses it. Proverbs 22:6 is a reminder that the time you invest, the guidance, y'all, the guidance you give and the love you pour out, it stays with children far longer than you realize or far longer than you can possibly imagine, y'all. Keep guiding, keep planting, keep shaping, because God is using you in ways you may never see until eternity. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for the wisdom of Proverbs 22:6. Help me train up the children you've placed in my classroom with patience, grace, and love. Show me their strengths, their bent, their unique design, and help me, will you help me guide them towards the path you created for them? When progress feels slow, remind me that every seed planted matters. God, I ask that you use my words, my example, and my heart to point them toward you. Amen. Well, I hope you found value in this episode as you go into your week. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah.